Okay, we're going to start here on the Daf Lamed Aleph at the Mishnah. I'll just point out now that there are different girsos in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we have in front of us is the girsa of the Mefaresh. Tosfos in the Rosh actually have a girsa that reads it the opposite. That girsa actually appears in the Tosefta, and the Gemara is going to quote the Tosefta. So I'll explain there a girsa when we get to the Tosefta. So you'll find that the Mefaresh's girsa is what's found in the Mishnah, and in the Tosefta is the girsa of Tosfos in the Rosh. And we'll see from each one of these, how to explain the Gemara based on that. So now it says, Ish Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv. That a person can be Megaleach, meaning he can take the money that's set aside by his father and use that money for his Nizirut. Veina Isha Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv. But a woman cannot do that with her father's money. Ketzet, what's the case? Misha Aviv Nazir, his father's a Nazir, but he frishma utz tumim, and the father set aside undesignated money to pay for the carbonos of Nazirut, on the Zutu, mate. And then he dies, Vamar, and then the son says, Arani Nazir, Almanach Shagalech, Amot Abba. So after the father dies, the son says, I'll be a Nazir if I can use my father's money. So in that case, it works. Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, Hari Eli Pluli Nadava. In that case, the money should go to Olat Nidava. That's not the case where you can use the money, the son can use the father's money. Ain't the Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv. That's not the case. The Ezush Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv. What is the case where a son can use his father's money? Misha Hu Vaviv Nizirim. In a case where he and his father are Nizirim, Bifish Aviv Ma'ot Stumim. And his father took out or separated out undesignated money in the Ziruto, mate, and then dies. So only when they are concurrently Nizirim. And the father already separated money. And then the father passes away. Zeshu Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv. Then the son can use the money. So the machlokas between, according to the Mefarsh, the machlokas here is that the Tanna Kamma believes when can a son use the money of the father? That is when, after the father has passed away, leaves over ma'ot stumim, and once he's left over ma'ot stumim, the son can go ahead and take a neder nizirut that is premised on using that money. Whereas Rabbi Yossi believes, no, it's not. That's not the case. But the case is, where's the case where the son can use the money? It's when the son and the father took concurrent Nidre Nizirut, and then the father separated out of money. But before the father can conclude his Nidre Nizirut, he passes away and leaves over this Ma'ot Stumim. Then the son can somewhat co-opt the money that his father set aside and use it for his Nizirut that he was running concurrently with his father. Right now, the Gemara asks, my time up. What's the reason that the son can use the father's money and not the daughter? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Ibn Ozia. That's a Halacha the Moshe Mitzinai, that only the son's entitled to use it and not the daughter. Gemara says, Pshita, what do you need Halacha the Moshe Mitzinai to teach me that the son can use it and not the daughter? That's Halacha we know already from Yerusha, right? Lememra, the Ben Yorish, Adavi, Batlo. But you're coming to teach me that the son inherits and the daughter doesn't inherit? That's already a clear halacha in Yerusha. What do I need halacha of the Moshe Mitzinai to teach me that the son can use it and not the daughter? So the Gemara says, lo, tzricha. Why? Because we have a case where the daughter can also be Yorish. What's that? The Leslei Labat. In a case where the father has no children besides the daughter. In that case, the daughter becomes the Yorish. So according to the halachas of Yerusha, if this whole din was premised on the halachas of Yerusha, then in a case where there are no sons, the daughter should inherit the money, and the daughter should be able to use her father's money for her nizirut. But if you say it's halacha of the Moshe Mitzinai, then it won't matter. It's only son, not daughter, even in an instance when the daughter gets the Yerusha. So that's what the Gemara says. Ma'od tema yorshin gemirin le'ah. We would think that the halacha of the Moshe Mitzinai is about simply inheritors. Whoever inherits, whoever is the proper inheritor of the estate, is the one who can use the money that was left over. Right? Kamash Malon, halacha. Now, halacha Moshe Mitzinai comes to teach me, no, it has nothing to do with Yerusha, it has to do with son and son only. That the son can do it and the daughter, even and not the daughter, and that's even in a case where the daughter would be a Yoresh, right, where there are no sons, still the daughter can't use it because that is the halacha, the Moshe Mitzinai. Now the Gemara says, Ibailahu. I have a question. Pligi Rabbanan alei Rabbi Yossi, olo pligi. Do the Rabbanan argue on the position of Rabbi Yossi, or do they not argue? V'im tim salom pligi, and even if they argue, areisho is safe. When they argue on Rabbi Yossi, do they argue on both points, or only one point? So, what's the question? Rabbi Yossi made two statements in the Mishnah. He made one statement, at least according to the way the Girsa of the Mefarish is so far. He made two statements in the Mishnah. The first statement is that when the father passes away, and then the son tries to use that money, it doesn't work because that money goes to Alot Nedavah. That's his first statement. The second statement that Rabbi Yossi makes in the Mishnah is when they're running concurrent Nizirot, right, and then the father passes away and leaves over in Motz Tumim, that the son can use it. So in that case, it is good for the son to use it, and that's the second statement that Rabbi Yossi makes. So when the Rabbanan argue, do they simply argue and say, well, you know what, even the case where the father passes away, the son can use it for his nizirut, and therefore he'll be able to use it in two instances, both in the case where the father passes away, and in the case where they run concurrent nizirut? Oh, do they argue on both points of Rabbi Yossi? Both points of Rabbi Yossi, meaning, do they argue on the fact that, number one, the case where the father passes away, you can use it for nizirut, and number two is when they run concurrent nizirut, then they can't use it. And they'll argue on both points of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara now brings down a braisa, tashma, from a tosefta. This tosefta's girso is like the girso of the Tosus and the Rush. You'll see from this that it's the exact opposite of our Mishnah. So again, the Meforis changes this braisa to read like our Mishnah, and the Tosus and the Rush change our Mishnah to read like this tosefta when they change the girso. And then actually the conclusion of the Gemara here from bringing this Tosefta down according to the Mefarish and the Tosus both and Rush will be different, and we'll see that in a second. Tashma, remember again, this is the Girsa of Tosus and the Rush. Kate said, Amru, Aish Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv. What's the case where a son could use his father's money for a Nizirut? Misha Aviv Nazir, his father's Nizir, Vihifrish Aviv Ma'ot Niziruto, and his father separated out money for the Nizirut, Ummate, and he passed away. Vamar Arini Nazir, Amanach Megaleach Amot Abba, then he says, I'll be a Nazir using the money of my father. Zeush Megaleach Amot Aviv. This is the one who is going to be cut his. This is the person who can use the money of his father. And Mishahu Aviv Nizirim, one who's a concurrent Nazir with his father, the Hebrish Aviv Ma'ot, the Nizirut. Then he took out Ma'ot for his Nizirut, Umeit, and then the father passes away in this concurrent Nizirut. They will go to Nidava. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi. So according to the Mefarish, who switches the Girsa here to say that this is not Divrei Rabbi Yossi, this is the Divrei of the Chachamim, as we'll see in a second, then they argue on both points. You see here clearly from the Tosefta that they argue both on the Reisha and the Seifa. They make two points. One point is that this is the case where the father passed away is a Nizirut that the son can use. Number two is when they run concurrently, that money falls in the Dove and it cannot be a Nizirut. And therefore, according to the Mefarish, Tosefta proves that he argues both on the Reisha and on the Seifa. Whereas Tosfos and the Rosh say this is the Iker Gusa, and our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi also says the same thing. He says the same statement as the Tanakhama. And therefore, what do we prove from here? The only thing we prove from here is that the Chachamim argue. In 1 second, we'll see. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudo Amru, Zehu Shemagaleach Amot Aviv. The only thing we know from this is that this is the case where they are Megaleach Amot Aviv. What this is the case? This is the case, meaning when they are running a concurrent Nizirut, when they run a concurrent Nizirut, which is the Reish and our Mishnah, according to the Rosh and the Tosfot, the Reish and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says that you cannot use it for a Nizirut. Here the Chachamim say you can use it for a Nizirut in that case. Therefore, the Tosfos and the Rosh conclude that this Tosefta proves that the Chachamim only argue on the Reisha. And therefore, the Chachamim are going to believe you can do a Neder Nizirut, the son can take a Neder Nizirut premised on his father's money, in both instances. Both in a case where they're running a concurrent Nizirut, and also in a case where the father has passed away, and then the son inherits afterwards. And therefore, they say that it's both, and they only argue on the Reisha. Because if you go back to the Tosfos and the Rosh, it's Girsa and our Mishnah, all they say over there, the first ratio, the first thing in the Mishnah, is that you cannot do it when it's concurrent. And over here, we see the Chachamim say you can do it when it is concurrent. Right? So based on what the Girsa is, and based on which you think the Tosefta or the Mishnah has the right Girsa, your conclusion about what the Tosefta proves about the Mishnah will also be different. And therefore, Tosfos and the Rosh conclude that they're different in the sense that only the Reisha means the Chachamim believe you can use the money of the father in both instances, whereas the Meforish believes no, that they argue on both points, and therefore they argue both on the point of Rabbi Yossi that you can use it only in a case where he dies, number one, according to the Meforish, and number two is you cannot use it in a case where you have a concurrent Nizirut. Right now, the Gemara continues. Boy Rabbo. Rabbo asks the question. Yesh lo shnei banim nizirim, if he has two sons that want to be nizirim, mau, what's the halakha of Moshe B'Sinai for sons to use their father's money? Gemir melach kol dekodim migalayach, or the kodim legiluach, whoever goes first, I mean whoever jumped the gun and took an nizirut based on his father's money gets it. Udilma, or maybe they're subject to the normal dinim of Yerusha, right? Yerusha gemir melach, therefore upaga, right? Havi, and each one of them gets half. Meaning that they'll each get entitlement to half of the money to use towards Nizirut, and therefore when they become Nazir, they can then add their own money to complete the amount of money they need if both of them took Nidrei Nizirut premised on their father's money. Now, Boy Rav B'chor Pashut, right? If you say, it seems almost like an Imtim Salomar, if you say that it's a Din in Yerusha, What does that mean? It's a din in Yerusha. It's a din in Yerusha that all the children divided equally. Or does it have regular dinim of Yerusha like a Bechor and a Pashut, where you have a Bechor and a regular son together? We know that a Bechor gets Pishnayim. Is that true of the monies that the father left over also over here? So we say that. Well, then what do we say? Bechor, Bechor, Pashut, Mai. Hilchos, a Gemir, it's a halakha, Moshe, we see now, Hilchach, lo, Bai, Geluchi, the full man, the Shakil. Right? Oh, Dom Yerusha, Hechad, the Shakil, Pishnayim, Machi, Megaleya. Do we say that this is a lachal moshe mitzinai, and therefore it's not subject to the normal dinim of Yerusha, and therefore each individual, whoever takes the neder zirut, gets a portion of it, but nothing to do with Yerusha? Or do we say this is also subject to the regular dinim of Yerusha, and therefore the bechor, just like he would get two times the two portions when it comes to regular Yerusha, also get two portions in the money of his father, in order to be megaleach on the money of his father? I would just say now that the next imtim salomer in the Gemara is a little difficult, because it almost seems to be asking the same question again. So therefore, the Mefarish and the Tosafot Rashi read it differently. We'll see in a second. So what does it mean? Imtim Salomar Yerusha he. If you say it is Yerusha, and therefore what? Therefore, the Bechor gets two portions in this money. I'll read it according to the Mefarish first. Ufum the Shakiel Migaleach, right? And then according to what they take, they get. That's only when it's Chulin that he gets two. Alo behekdesh lo, but when it comes to hekdesh, not. What? Or Dilma came into Kani Leli Giluach, Loshna Aviv, Loshna. Or maybe because it's a din in Giluach, it doesn't make a difference in Hekdesh as well as Chulin. So what is Chulin and Hekdesh over here? So that's what the Mefarish explains. What does it mean by Chulin? Chulin means when they're coming to split the money to bring their Karbanot Nizirut. In that instance, right, then we say it's Chulin and it has regular dinim of Yerusha, so therefore the Bechor will get two times, and the Pashut will get a regular portion in it. But when it comes to Kodesh, what's Kodesh? That's what the Mefarish says. The Achar Shenikra V'Karban. If the Karbanot are brought after their father's death, U'machshim lo'achlo, and now they want to eat it, does the Bechor get two portions in the amount of meat left over from that Karban? When they go to split the Basar Kodesh that comes out, that the Balaam gets from this Nizirut, does the Bechor now, is that subject to regular Dine Yerusha, and therefore the Bechor is going to have two portions and the Pashut will get one portion, or no? Maybe that's a din in Kodshim, and since it's a din in Kodshim, it doesn't have the regular dinim of Yerusha. So when it comes to the money that's left over their father, that they'll split according to the regular rules of Yerusha. But when it comes to Kodesh, maybe not. That's the way the Mefarish reads it. Tosfos and the Rosh, on the other hand, read it differently. They say it has to do with the way the father said the terms or left over the money. How did he leave it over? If he left over the money and he says that this ma'ot is the nizirutai, mean that he used the lashon chulin, that this money will be left over my nizirut, then maybe it's subject to the regular dinim of Yerusha, that the Bechor will get pishnayim, and the Pasha will get one portion. But if he uses a lashon hektesh, what's the lashon hektesh? Where he says karbanot nizirutai. Since you already mentioned the word karbanot, which is a lashon of hektesh, therefore it would have a din of hektesh, and maybe the din of hektesh is not subject to the regular dinim of Yerusha, and therefore the Bechor would not get an extra piece. Alright, so that's the, according to the Rosh and the Tosfos, that's the question. According to the Mefarish, the question is about the basar, the meat left over by, from these karbanos, or not left over, but the meat that's available from these karbanos to the owners. Who does it belong to? Is it subject to regular Dinei Yerusha, or is it subject to the split, a normal split, like Kodshim, where you just split it evenly? Now, Gemara doesn't answer that question. The Gemara asks a number of other questions, and of course leaves it as finally as a teku. The next question in the Gemara is, what happens if Aviv Nazir Olam, his father was a Nazir Olam, but who Nazir Stam, and he's a regular Nazir? Or Aviv Nazir Stam, his father was a regular Nazir, but who Nazir Olam, and he's a Nazir Olam? My, Kigam Reina Hilchasa B'Stam Nazirut, is the Lachal Moshe Mesinai only applicable by a Stam Nazirut? Or you could have said it the other way, is it only applicable by a Nazir Olam, or where they're similar? Or Dilma Loshna, or maybe it makes no difference. And even though they don't have the exact same type of Nizirut, as long as they're within a shame Nizirut, within the category of Nizirut, that's okay for him to use it. Bimtim Salamar Hakha Idi Bi Idi Nizirut, if you say, you know what, the conclusion is that both of these are in the category of Nizirut, what about Tahara? Right, what about Nizirut Tatara? Both of these are, a regular type of Nizirut, and therefore they're in the same category and they've been used one for the other. By Ravashi asks, Aviv Nazir Tameh, his father had become Tameh and then separated money to pay for his karbanot of Nizirut Tum'ah and then passed away before he used them. But who Nazir Tahor, and the son now is a Nazir Tahor. Can he take the money that his father set aside from the karbanot Tum'ah, add up that money, beef it up, and then use it for his Nazirus of Tahorah, or the same thing the other way around. If his father was a Nazir Tahor and he had leftover money, who Nazir Tameh? Now the son is in a situation where he's a Nazir and became Tameh. Can he take that money and apply it towards his Karbanot Tumah? My, what is the din in all these instances? So the Gemara says here, Teku. So Teku to all these questions that we didn't have an answer to, that's a Teku. Okay, we'll stop here because it's the end of the parak.